a library bookshelf.
Welcome to episode 33 of Uncored Gamers. I'm the man, Dan.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. I am Jeff.
Yep, he is our always right guy.
Yes.
I mean, because you can't be wrong.
I gave you three options. One of them has to be right.
One of them has to be right. All right.
So.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want me to start, really?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you...
If you want me to start, then yeah. I'm going to talk about M. Bison.
M. Bison.
M. Bison. Got a major overhaul for Street Fighter V.
He's old now.
Yeah, he's an aged M. Bison.
He has white hair now?
He's going to have to switch bodies pretty soon. He's getting to that point where his body's becoming useless.
Does he do that? Is that lore?
Yeah.
I've never seen that mentioned in one of the games.
Only his soul survives, dude. He uses other people's bodies.
And they all happen to look the same?
I think it's just maybe like a transformation with the soul. But they don't all look the same. There was a chubby bison. I don't know if you remember from the Alpha series.
I guess. Okay. Well, I mean, they all have the same, like, giant chin.
It's pretty much the same characteristics, but it's... They differ.
When did they say that he changed bodies?
Dude, that's what he does. He possesses bodies.
Where did they say that, though?
It's Street Fighter, man.
No.
Yes.
When did Capcom...
I don't know at what point this happened.
Countless Street Fighters. I never saw that mentioned. Okay. The only one I haven't seen people beat...
Bison and Street Fighter Alpha. The Alpha series Street Fighter is not... The Alpha series Bison is not the same Bison from Street Fighter 2.
How do you know that?
I play Street Fighter. I don't know. It happened somewhere. I don't remember exactly where. It happened. It happens.
Are you
sure? That's what he does. Yes, because... Okay. Okay. Okay, Rose...
Right.
Rose... is basically M. Bison.
Yeah, a female M. Bison.
Yeah. She's M. Bison. So where's M. Bison's soul? Where's the evil part of it? In another body. And then that body starts deteriorating, so he has to switch out.
Oh, that's right, because Rose is literally the good half of M. Bison that he tore out of himself. In case you didn't know that, that's who Rose is.
Yeah. Rose is the embodiment of nature and goodness and all everything that's peachy. So, and Bison is just the opposite. And so, yeah, no. This is M. Bison, dude. You gotta learn this stuff. Good thing you're learning from me. So, anywho, Bison got a major overhaul.
He teleports.
He's always did, Dan.
But it's like it's a big thing for him now.
It always was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen
the last one, not so much, because there was a little more recovery on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so good. But before that, it was a good escape option.
I know I've seen people do like the Psycho Crusher and stuff like that as an escape option.
Psycho Crusher? You said teleports.
It's the one where he does, like, he throws his whole body into it.
Oh, that's a Psycho Crusher. You said teleport, though.
Yeah, no, whenever I used to watch people play, they'd always use Psycho Crusher to get out of the corner or stuff like that, because it goes through the person.
If they use EX, it's a lot better, but if you use the normal Psycho Crusher, you'll probably get punished for it, depending on how close you are to the character when you start it.
I guess, I mean, I never watched, like, super competitive people, so it probably didn't matter that much.
You don't play Street Fighter, Dan.
No, but I used to... Dude, you know the community we live in? Guess what a lot of people do?
Play Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that I don't play Street Fighter.
You're watching it all the time.
Every day.
All the time.
So they did a reveal that had him up against Charlie. And, like, they made Charlie, like, destroy Ryu. They made M. Bison destroy Charlie, making him look like a chump. Which I assume.
He has a faster teleport and it looks a lot whimsical, I guess is the word. It's definitely more
showy.
Yeah, dude. They also have he has a, and I believe it almost seems like a special move. It doesn't seem like it's actually crouch roundhouse, but it's a slide. It's definitely the slide and looks just like the crouching roundhouse he has now. But that picked up the character, I mean, knocked the character in the air, which is kind of strange. So that might be a command or some kind of special move. I wouldn't see that as being, or maybe, no, you know what, maybe it is like just a regular move. because that move is very punishable. You know what I mean? Like, it's unless you hit into, you know, with the last frames of the active, you know, the last active frames, then you're probably going to get punished for it. But
I did notice something.
The slide isn't a very good option, but it's good to, you know, it's good to throw out there when, you know, when you see a lot of people aren't crouching.
Right.
So, but what did you notice?
That it looked like he was using his meter to make some of his moves more powerful.
Yeah, that whole teleporting and the head stomp teleports.
Where
he did like three in a row or something.
He would
like
turn
that.
Yellow for a split second when they in the middle of a move. So it looks like they're keeping that functionality, being able to burn your meter to make a regular move more powerful.
It seemed his teleport seems fast enough at this point that he can link moves.
It looked like he was linking moves. Yeah.
So like move, teleport, move.
I mean, he teleported. And it was linking, teleported and through. And it looked like it was one animation.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fast teleport. So, but I mean, I don't really know the details of the move, so we're going to have to wait to see. But he definitely got an overhaul, and I can't wait to play Bison in Street Fighter V. For sure.
I mean, what I really enjoyed about the reveal is just that game looks really good. Like, everything looks really smooth. Like, the flare, like... The game's really showy. Like, everything Bison did had, like, his purple, like, fire. Like, no matter what he did, it's like his purple fire was happening. He was, like, punching a person. Purple fire was coming out of his butt or something. And it looked really...
He farts purple.
It looked really, like, smooth and polished and, like, you know, like...
His butt?
His butt, but the purple fire, too. You know, like, and every time they've been showing, like, the moves and stuff like that, all, like, the special moves and stuff like that, they look really good.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no slowdown or anything like that I've seen. I mean, of course, this is all vertical slices, so when the game actually comes out, we'll see how it actually looks and stuff like that in full motion. But, man, it looks good.
Yeah, I really can't wait to play this game, dude. And I'm more than likely I am going to pre-order this game to play the beta, but not at this point.
I mean, if you're going to get into competitive scene.
It's still early.
If you're going to get into competitive scene, you have to. You have to get your hands in there as fast as you can.
You know, the thing about that too is that I learn, there's a lot of things you can learn from the people who actually do the work for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause, there's people who basically dedicate their lives to playing fighting games.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, that's their job. So like, you know, like, and there's going to be videos out first day. People are going to be in the lab. I'm going to be in the lab the first day. I'm probably not going to play online too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll just see what works. You know what I mean? There might be a little tutorial, like challenges.
Yeah.
Challenges. There might be something like that, you know, kind of teaching you what moves can link with other moves and stuff like that, just like in Street Fighter 4. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time in the lab, dude. You know, I want to have a good start on Street Fighter 5. Because Street Fighter 4, it was more, what's the word I'm looking for? It was more,
casual?
Yeah, more casual. Thank you. Word escaped me.
I was like, it can't be casual. I mean, that's the most obvious word in the world. No?
Leisure.
Leisurely.
Yeah, leisurely, okay. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. But, yeah, so... and, you know what I mean? And I wasn't looking to go into the competitive scene. But, you know, after watching all these tournaments online...
But
like
being
Evo,
in some tournaments...
Like, all the stuff, you know, got me, you know what? I want to do that. I want to be that guy right there. Even if I don't win, I want to be in Vegas... Like, in, you know, like top 16 like, or whatever, you know, at least top 16.
You want to be eligible for the Capcom Cup.
Yeah, that would be a dream. But, yeah, like, I mean, basically, dude, so, when Street Fighter V comes out, I really do want to focus a lot of my time on that game, you know, and just do what I can, you know what I mean, and start out local, because, I mean, I've gone to a couple of big tournaments.
Yeah.
And did very poorly. But it was still fun. I mean,
the buy-in for a big tournament?
It's not that much, like $40.
That's not too bad, especially when you win like $10,000 or something.
I think Evil's like $50. I'm not even sure on that anymore. But yeah, it's not really that bad. But I want to practice. I want to be good. I want to be like competitive good.
All right, I'll bring my guy.
You got a guy?
No, I mean, like, I'll play my guy.
Oh, guy. That, the actual guy character. Yeah,
guy
well,
character.
I mean, I let you win that one time, so. Don't get too comfortable with that guy.
Oh, you should have known, because I wasn't even trying. Wow. No, I'm not even joking. No, I don't have a Street Fighter character.
Yeah, we don't even know the roster yet, man.
Well, we know four. It's a four-person roster. You've seen everybody.
Isn't it five? Domino Five? No.
No. We know...
Ryu-chan, Charlie, and Bison?
And Bison.
I feel like there was some kind of reveal.
Like a Guile reveal?
Oh, man. I might be thinking of a different game.
You know, actually, what I'm curious about is how this new trailer is going to change up the pacing of the game in general for people, competitive people. So like, it seems like teleporting is becoming a really big thing in this one. Charlie teleports.
Yeah, the Bison whole Charlie teleportation thing is weird.
Dawson teleports if they keep him and stuff like that. It seems like there's going to be a lot more teleporting going on now. So that's going to make a very different dynamic, I feel.
Dawson needs a teleport for sure because he's the slowest character.
Yeah.
His jumps are so floaty, dude. It's hard to play with him. It's really hard to play with him. But
he's so competitive.
I mean, Seth teleports because he has...
He's not going to be in this
one. No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, the whole teleportation thing. I mean, he has everybody's abilities, you know what I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Not everybody's, of course, but, like, you know, he's supposed to be a mix of, like, a lot of characters. Who else teleports in 4? Yang.
Yang teleports?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yang teleports, yeah. It's very quick. It's not a teleportation, it's more of like a
pass through?
Yeah, really fast speed. So it's kinda, you know, it's kinda just like a psst.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But that's basically a teleport, dude. I don't know, I guess it was there's a lot of characters that do that, really.
Yes.
Yeah, so the essence of a teleportation.
I mean, I guess we put it like that, yeah.
But, I really want to play this game. Now. I don't want to wait for it.
Well, just build yourself a time machine, man. That's all you gotta do.
Time machines.
Speaking
almost there?
Yeah,
almost there.
Speaking
Come
of
on, NASA.
Speaking of Capcom, Capcom has announced that they're going to be spending a lot of their time prioritizing HD remasters.
Yeah, dude. Why? Can't think of new games now? What's up? What's up, Capcom?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, like, I hear they're going to be mostly digital now because they're having a hard time putting them on store shelves because of the limited space they have for all the new games and all that stuff.
I don't see that as being a problem, though. I really don't.
Yeah. So, they're mostly going to be digital stuff like that. Next one coming out is Devil May Cry 4.
Digital sales are there now. I mean, that's... I feel like that's...
They're saying that they're going to go mostly digital now.
Yeah, well, I want a disc. I always want a disc.
Well, that means the future's coming, dude. You're going to have to get used
to it. No. They'll always make discs.
Hey, if you want a disc, you should start supporting Bloodstained on Kickstarter.
I do want that disc.
You do want that disc. $60. That's all it's going to take you to get that disc.
It's a game. Price of the game. Pay for a game, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you get special backer stuff.
Do I get the digital copy with that?
No.
Because I could give away the digital copy if I got it with it.
Yeah, actually, if you get the digital copy and you get a PC version of the digital copy, you are able to access the beta because they're doing that through Steam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I think if you want a digital and a physical copy, I think you're looking like $125.
I mean, does this game start look like it's going to be very demanding?
Actually, $75, I think, will get you physical and digital. No. You mean like... No, I mean...
Like, graphics-wise and...
It's a 2.5D size scroller. I don't think so.
Because you know my computer, dude.
Yeah, I know your computer. I think your computer will probably be able to handle it. If anything, you can come over here and, like, play it on mine. And I'll let you do that.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're going to get it for the PS4 anyway. That's your actual physical copy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So the Nepal earthquake thing.
Okay, yeah.
So Sony's doing a thing where if you donate money, I don't think it even matters how much you donate. It might be like a minimum of $5 donation or something like that. But they're giving you a free theme
for
PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3. So any amount. So you guys want to donate to that. The money's going to go to a mixture between the Red Cross and the Save the Kids, Save the Children, Nepal.
Okay.
Nepal edition.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad Sony's stepping up to that.
So yeah.
You know what the theme is? Is like a.
It's like a little. It's a little mountainy, cartoony.
Okay.
Type thing going on. You know, like.
That's pretty cool.
Goes along with the Nepal
motion thing, and stuff yeah. like that.
So, you guys can look it up online. You know, just look it up and. It seems pretty simple, but it's not the point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the point is, I'm not going to help somebody's relief fund unless I get something out of it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I'm doing that, dude. Otherwise, I would have donated nothing.
Have you donated?
No.
But you're going to.
I'm going to.
Because you get a theme.
I want to get the theme, yeah. It seems horrible, dude. Is that a horrible thing to say?
Yeah, it is a horrible thing to say, right?
We should've... I didn't mean that. That's not... I didn't really mean... It sounds so bad now, dude, in retrospect.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be laughing. It was a pretty big travesty that happened in that regional...
Man, yeah, I saw videos of that, like, just, like, how the buildings just, like, fell down so easily, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't even seen... Like, they just crumbled, dude. And I mean, I'm assuming they weren't built for earthquakes, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays... I mean, here, at least, you know, they make buildings, like, you know,
like earthquake resistant
yeah. yeah, and stuff like that, because you know it's a big earthquake country, at least on this side of the country, you know,
yeah.
I mean? Like California outside, but I don't know, I've never heard of an earthquake in Nepal.
I'm sure they must have had like
they've had to, because yeah. there's a fault there,
yeah,
so, but I just never heard of one there in yeah. my lifetime, at least.
I could say I've never heard of one either, but I really don't pay too much attention to foreign affairs.
Yeah, that's another thing. Huh? Yeah.
So I don't know if they've ever had one. I just didn't know about it. But, oh, hey, you're the guy that's made the hoverboard?
Oh, you're talking about Fox.
No. No, the guys that made the actual hoverboard?
Yeah, what about those guys?
They're not actually trying to make hoverboards.
What do you mean?
They're actually trying to make earthquake resistant technology so that, basically, what their premise is. Is
and hoverboards are going to be a byproduct of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're still making a hoverboard.
I mean, they're one of their proof of concepts is a hoverboard. It works. Okay. They already have it.
I just want to make sure
you have to run it off of copper flooring, but it works. They have it in their lab and stuff, like you can get on it and ride it. But what they want to do is to have these like
they're going to build buildings on magnets.
Kind of, yeah. So they have the hoverboards. You would put the hoverboards in, like, the foundation of the building or something like that, right? And, like, the building would kind of be supported on these, like, pylons. And it would have the sensors that would be able to predict when the earthquake is going to happen. Like, the ground shaking. It would pull down the pylons, activate the hoverboard, and the building would basically float above the ground. And as soon as the earth stopped shaking, it would, like, put the foundations back under the building.
That's interesting.
And the guy said it would take, like, that would cost, like, $13.
What?
All the power you would need to run that. He said it should cost, like, $13.
A year?
I don't know. I think per usage, maybe. But, I mean, how many earthquakes do you have a year, right?
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, I guess it does depend. I mean, I guess they would have to calibrate it so it's not super sensitive. They'd probably be like, this will activate after, like, a... 0.4 or something, or like a 4.
This will activate after your house falls down.
After house falls down.
But it's cool. We haven't had a major one for a while.
Yeah, dude, I am like freaking out about
that. Everybody's saying that we're due for one. But now,
the only reason I freak out about it is because like everybody around us has had like 4s and like 5s and stuff like that. And like for a while...
4s and 5s aren't that bad though.
Yeah, but for a while, it started like down in LA, right? And it'd be like a 3. And, like, it kept coming up north, and every time it kept, like, there was another one up north. Further up north, it was, like, a bigger one. And then, like, it skipped us, and it kept going. And I was like, oh, man.
I mean, think about the SF earthquake, right? That was, like, in 1902?
Wait, what are you talking
San
about?
San Francisco earthquake. When was that?
Not the epicenter one, right? Not
the huge one, dude. The one with all the fires and stuff. And
04?
1904?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, right? Major earthquake.
Yeah.
Next major one? In this area?
89? The 89 earthquake?
89 earthquake.
Yeah.
You should know that. You shouldn't have to think about
that. I was 3 years old.
Okay, well, I was a little older.
Yeah, you were older.
Yeah, so...
Well, now everybody knows how old I am.
That's like 80 years, dude. It's 80 years, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, either we got better at detecting earthquakes, or the frequency of earthquakes has gone up.
Did you say detecting?
I might have said detecting. I guess
it sounded like detecting.
Yeah, we'll let the audience decide.
I think your Hispanic side came out this
time.
Yeah,
if you want to support Jeff's theory that my Hispanic side came out, just let us know, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Or send us a tweet at uncoregamers.
I'm going to have to review this tape because it sounded like it. So, earthquakes are scary.
Earthquakes are scary.
My wife was in Mexico for the, was it 86?
I probably wasn't born.
It wasn't that much sooner than the 89 one. But that one was pretty major in Mexico City. A lot of destruction, a lot of deaths.
Yeah, but
she was there for that one, and like, oh man, and it's just like, when I was a little kid, man, it really scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, like the big.
I didn't want to go back. I lived in a second story it was a 2-story house, you know, like a little duplex, and I lived on the second story, and I did not want to go back up there. I felt like everything was gonna just fall down, dude, and it didn't. I mean, the building's still there.
Yeah,
and nothing happened. But it was just so scary to think, you know, I'm going to be on the top floor and this thing might fall down because there was an earthquake just now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know, man. But
yeah, I mean, in my house, there was definitely debris of the earthquake. Like, I don't remember, but our chimney got, like half of it fell over. And that's, like, all the debris that I could still see. Like, my dad would point out there was, like kind of cracks in the walls of the house, like, in the corners and stuff like that. And, but I don't remember the earthquake. I remember earthquake when I was young, and I remember it was, like, my mom was kind of freaking out about it, and I just kind of walked down the stairs, like, kind of confused, like, hey, I'm a kid, like, hey, everything's shaking. And my mom kind of freaked out, just, you know, because I was just walking around in this earthquake.
You're just like, whatever.
Yeah. And it was a big enough one that things were kind of, like, shaking, like, you know, visibly shaking and stuff like that, you know. But that wasn't the 89, though. That one happened after the 89 quake.
Oh, it was one of the smaller ones.
But no, I mean, like, the entire house was shaking. You know, like, it was big enough that everything was shaking.
Really?
But it wasn't causing widespread destruction.
I don't remember that. I don't remember one being that big.
It was like,
big enough to cause everything to shake.
It had to be like,
noticeably shake.
93 or 94 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal after living the 89.
Yeah, after the 89, probably. I mean, it was enough to make her mom freak out, and she'd been through the 89, so she was probably thinking that, like, oh, no, it's going to happen again.
Well, I mean...
You must have been in Mexico.
So give money, people. Help these people out.
Yeah, it's scary. Scary stuff.
Any amount. Doesn't matter. Just give a dollar. Whatever. Yeah. A dollar, you know, a million people give a dollar, it's $1 million. So, it adds up. Okay, so, God of War, right. Remix, right?
Yeah.
Coming to HD PS4. I saw some gameplay of it. It was Kratos versus Hades.
Okay.
And it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Did you ever play it?
Yeah, I played quite a few of them. I have the third one, so I haven't beaten it. I have it.
I actually haven't even played the third one.
Yeah, that's the same. I have it. I haven't played it. I got distracted by all these other games. I got my PS3 late, right? So I had, like, this whole plethora of games that I was just, like, dying to play. And I just couldn't. So I finally got my PS3. I have so many games that I haven't even played yet, but I want to play them so bad. I also had a really bad TV back then, too. So the games like...
You're talking about the one you had before this?
Yeah, before this. So games like...
It was really bad.
3D Dot Hero. I tried playing that, but there was, like, so much, like... glare from like the water and stuff like that, effects of the TV. I mean, the effects of the game, but I couldn't see anything on the TV because it was just so whitewashed. So I effectively couldn't play it.
Yeah, that TV was horrendous.
Dude, you played 3D Dot Hero, right?
No.
How could you not? It's a Zelda clone. It's a Zelda clone that lets you design your own character.
I've never played it.
My 3D Dot Hero character is Charlie Chaplin, the scamp.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have a cane?
He has a cane, but you can't change the sword to a cane. Because my idea was like, oh, he's gonna be like Charlie Chaplin. He's gonna attack with his cane instead of the sword. That you can't change the sword. A sword just comes out of his gut.
Everybody has the same sword.
Basically. Yeah, you get different swords in the game, stuff like that, but everybody has a sword. That's your weapon. But yeah, Gail designed it for me because I was like really bad at 3D.
You just said you designed it, and now you're saying Gail designed it for you.
Well, no, she made it. Well, which is it, Dan? I designed it, she made it. She made it a reality.
I don't know if I believe you anymore. But anyway, what is this game on?
PlayStation 3.
How come I don't even remember hearing about this game.
I have no idea how you've never heard about it, dude. I thought this would have been right up your alley.
Well, it seems like it would be, but I don't know. It escaped me.
Oh, something new for your Twitch. Black Hole Flare at Twitch TV.
Did you play the whole thing?
No.
It's one of those games. That, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I couldn't see anything because of the bad TV. I have all these games I need to go back now that I have a new TV and just, like, destroy. But there's so many good games coming out now, though. Man, when I retire, I'm going to be too old to play. But I will pay somebody to play these games for me.
You should set up a day to play a game that's going to be finished more quickly.
Like God of War 3?
Yeah, I mean, you can go through a lot of that game.
Like a day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a busy schedule, though, man. I might be able to get, like,
one day out of the week.
I don't think I can do, like, one day out of the week. I can maybe do, like, one, maybe 2 days out of a month.
What?
I do improv. Go to church on Sundays. So that's usually, I'm out for the day pretty much. I mean, like, it'll be easy now that most of my shows are kind of like doing their season finales. So I'll have less time where I'm watching shows. Oh, and
your shows, yeah. Don't worry about the shows, eh?
I mean, I do. It was like this weekend, I played like a whole bunch of Bloodborne. I was trying to beat this game before the new House of Wolf things. Like, I'm trying to platinum it, not just beat it. It's like, I can beat it right now. Right, I'm at the end. I'm at the last boss. I can go out. I can beat it. But I want to get that platinum.
Secret bosses?
No, the last one is apparently the hardest thing to get to in the game.
The last secret or the last?
The last secret boss. It's apparently the hardest boss. Not even to beat, to get to. Apparently getting to this boss is the equivalent of playing through, like, a new game +4, +5. No, but yeah, by the time you're into it, by the time you get to the boss, it's like the equivalent of playing through New Game +5. And I'm doing this on my first save.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But you're there.
I gotta get through 2 more Chalice Dungeons.
Not a big deal for you.
It's actually... I'm on Chalice Dungeon 3 of 5, dude. I got one more floor in that one.
Yeah.
And it is... I'm like getting one-shotted, dude, by mobs. I need some serious level grinding.
So you're still gonna play a lot of that then?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a lot of it. I'm definitely gonna check out House of Wolves. I'm gonna put some time on House of Wolves, you know. And I'll come back. I'm definitely gonna platinum Bloodborne. Like, that's gonna happen. I'm like 4 trophies away, and they're all within reasonable management of doing. It's not like they don't have those crazy trophies like some games have. It's like, do this stupid repetitive thing like a million times, and you get a trophy. No, it's nothing like that. Most of these trophies you can get from playing the game, as long as you're, like, looking out for them, you know?
Yeah, some of these challenges are just kind of crazy. Kind of impossible, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're not impossible, but they're just
like some games,
so difficult, dude.
Like, some, like, the more arcade games or something like that, it's like, oh, beat the game without using any continues. I'm like, this is a really hard game, like...
Final Fantasy 13.
Uh-huh.
Beating those giant, what do you call them, like elephant-looking things? I forgot what they're called.
I don't know.
But anyway, those things, like, you gotta grind for a while, dude, before you're even, like, able to touch those guys.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, bosses, basically.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of grinding to get that thing, and I was trying to do it at one point, but I got so tired of grinding, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that was my only purpose at one point in the game. It was like, I just want to beat with these guys. I want to beat these guys. And there's 2 different levels of them. There's the easier ones and the harder ones. And I wanted to get the harder one because I've already gotten to the point where I could beat the smaller ones. Right. Not smaller as in size, but smaller in levels. And I was like, but these other guys, man, they're just, I don't know, dude. It just took so much time. And I got to a point where I was over it. And I think that's when I stopped actually playing the game. I've already beaten the game. And, you know, like, I went through the whole story, but.
I still haven't beaten that one.
It's just like, oh my God, man. Like, and, you know, I might get back into it, might not. I don't know at this point. Probably
you,
not.
You're going to do the.
I still got to finish part two, and then I have to get part three.
So you actually got pretty into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part, I definitely got to. I mean, I started part two, but I stopped for whatever reason. I usually.
Because it wasn't a good game.
it's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. That's that.
That is that. So, Sony.
I like how that started with God of War.
It did start with God of War. Speaking of Sony, it looks like they've probably are going to have a release window for the Project Morpheus. You hear about that?
It's this year, right?
No.
Is it not this year?
No, it's not this year.
Did that change?
No.
Who was it that was supposed to? Oh, no.
Oculus
was supposed
to be this year, and they pushed it back to the next year.
That's right, that's right. So, early next year. Eh?
June. It looks like it might release.
It's like the middle of the year. How's that? Eh.
It's not early.
Yeah, exactly. It's not early.
It's better than, like, August. It's not better than August. Fourth quarter or third quarter. It's like, you know, first, second
summer.
Quarter. Yeah.
It's going to be ready for summer. Once everybody's out of school, they're going to be on the Oculus.
It's not confirmed. And it's not confirmed if that's going to be nationwide or if that's going to be just Japan only.
Nationwide is on your side.
We're not sponsored by them, but if you want to sponsor us, I'm free to that.
I did sing your tune.
Yeah, you did sing your tune. Actually, I
would settle with just free insurance.
I need to talk to you after the show about somebody possibly wanting to hook us up with something.
Yeah.
It's kind of a gray matter. So I'm not sure if you want to be hooked up with that or not.
Sounds fishy.
Yeah. But also, speaking of Morpheus, Sony has apparently opened up a first party studio that's dedicated to Project Morpheus. They're pretty much only going to be working on Morpheus games.
That's good.
It's in Europe. And it's going to be run by Sony Worldwide.
This is going to be an open system, right? To where like anybody can make stuff for it?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be PlayStation 4, basically. It's a PlayStation 4 add-on, if you want to make it.
No. I mean, like, someone can just make, like, something that works on it. I thought I read something along those lines.
Mean works off the PlayStation 4, because it's an attachment.
It's going to only work off the PlayStation 4.
I think so. I've not heard anything that says otherwise.
I thought at one point I read something about, like, people are just going to be able to mix anything.
You're saying, like, you can just plug this into the computer and, like, run the...
Basically, like a program or something like that works with it.
Because as far as I know...
If it's going to be, like, a gaming system itself, then I don't know, dude.
I don't think it's not its own standalone thing. It has to be hooked up to something.
And I might have been reading about something else, then.
Maybe like the Google Goggles VR, Samsung VR.
Yeah, I probably one of those, then.
But I think it's pretty cool.
One of the crappy ones.
Shuhei Yoshida has always been saying, like, you know, Morpheus VR and stuff like that, you need to develop a game for the ground up. Right? You need to develop a game for that, not trying to shoehorn a bunch of stupid, like, gimmicks into your existing games to try to sell it. So it sounds like he's actually keeping their word on that, and they're actually building the development company just so that they can spend the time to develop games for the Morpheus. So that's pretty exciting. I'm excited.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like it's going to be a good system. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, just have a group of people dedicated just to that.
Yeah, it makes it sound like they actually are invested in it instead of just like, let's make some money off this new cool thing people are checking out.
What else? Just some quick news. Frank Gabeau quit EA as the executive vice president of the company.
Yeah.
There was no real reason why. He worked with him for like 25 years.
And he just got like I'm rich. Bye. I'm going to go.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he could definitely support himself. I mean, the guy's a vice president of EA, or was. So, but it just seems like, I don't know, it seems like something something happened to where he just didn't like the company anymore. That's what it seems like to me, but I could be wrong.
The vibe you're getting?
As I usually am. But, yeah, whatever.
I mean, it's not going to really affect EA at all. I mean, in the long run, probably not.
Worst company ever? It's like
3 years running.
yeah, it's whatever. Short news.
Here's some random, yeah, little random short news. I got some, too. If you're going to be spending any time in the Meguro area of Tokyo, you jump on Airbnb, you can get yourself a $77 a night Super Mario themed room. The room is full of a bunch of...
$77 is not that much.
Yeah, a bunch of toys and stuff like that. With Super Mario, they got a Retron 5 in there with a bunch of Genesis, Super
Nintendo. Like actual games. Systems you can play?
Well, it's a Retron, so it's all the systems in one. And it has a bunch of game stuff you can play and stuff like that off of it. It supports like 4 people, like 2 bedrooms, 1 bath and stuff like that. But the room's just full of like a bunch of Mario stuff, like the little light cubes and stuff like
you
that.
I want to stay there now.
Yeah, well, you gotta go
to Tokyo. Well, I'm gonna go to Japan. This is the thing that's gonna happen.
Are you gonna take me with you?
Yeah, I'll take you with me.
We could take Charlie. He actually speaks Japanese.
I speak Japanese too.
But he went to school for it.
Oh, well, I went to,
He can hold the conversation for, like, an extensive period of time.
Oh, well, I can do that with a small child.
I don't think we should do that.
Just find a small child and have a conversation.
I'm not sure that's okay in Japan. I know anime makes it seem like it.
We can just kidnap him and take him back later. He'll show us around.
Don't. Maybe I'll just go with Charlie.
Look, man. Come on, man.
Come on. It's okay. It's okay.
Don't leave me alone.
Go look at Gundams.
Oh, man. I want to visit that giant Gundam.
Everybody wants to. I want to visit the Monster Hunter Museum. See, like, the life-size replicas of the Monster Hunter monsters? Armor. Yeah. No, it's just the armor itself. They
really cool it's not armor. The actual monsters?
No, they have monsters. Yeah, they have monsters, too.
Japan's got all kinds of crazy stuff, dude.
I know. For such a small island.
And they build... They just have money to build all this weird stuff.
And they still have, like, 5 months of, like, paid vacation.
Yeah! So awesome to work in Japan.
I know, except not at the same time.
Yeah, they got really good... Because
they work you to the work bone. Work
ethics, though. Oh, speaking of that, there was a Japanese guy that came to work. He was trying to sell us on a new soy sauce.
Yeah?
It's not new soy sauce. It's I guess the soy sauce is big in Japan.
Okay.
But, and, you know, Kikkoman has the market share in America. But I guess in Japan it's this, I forgot what it was called. It's something starts with an M, I believe. But, but he was over there and I saw him. And I was like, dude, that guy's Japanese. That guy is Japanese. And I want to go practice my Japanese with that guy. Right? And he was walking around with the supervisor and I wanted so bad for the supervisor to introduce me to the dude.
Yeah.
But it never happened. And I wanted to go also like go interrupt them, you know what I mean? Like and just be like, you know, just dozo yoroshiku.
Yeah.
You know? Just whatever, man.
I mean if you want to practice your Japanese, you can just hang out with Charlie.
Charlie never hangs out.
You wanna just go to his house after we're done?
How late?
I don't know. How late do you wanna be out?
I don't know.
You're driving me up. Driving me back.
I don't know.
Alright. We'll go practice your Japanese.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, people. to our plans.
Okay, so... You want to do that? You
want
to do the big topic?
All right, big topic. E3 is right around the corner. Everybody and their mom does one special thing this time of year. Top 5 E3 predictions. Now, a lot of podcasts out there are very focused on a specific console, like... PlayStation podcast, Xbox podcast, stuff like that. So these are PlayStation 5 predictions. We're much wider berth, so we're going to do just 5 predictions we think things might happen at E3. I picked at least one for every of the major franchise, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and a couple other ones. And after those 5, we have our drop the mic moment. It's like, if this happened, they won E3. Hands down. This is like... I'm going super crazy with mine.
But it doesn't have to be a major gaming company.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a major gaming company. Like my drop the mic thing is like
I don't think say it yet.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's. I doubt this would happen, but if it happens, oh my god. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm setting the bar. It's not something believable, but if it actually happened,
oh my god.
Yeah, oh my god. So I don't know what Jeff has. Jeff doesn't know what I have. So you want to start or should I start?
Why don't you go ahead and start?
All right, so I'm going to start right here at Microsoft. I predict Microsoft, at their press conference, are going to announce they're going to announce Minecraft 2. Hmm. And it's going to be a PC Xbox One exclusive.
You want to go one and one?
Yeah, we'll go one and one.
Oh.
You want to talk about mine?
No, no, no. All right.
You think they'll do that?
Because
they own Minecraft now.
Minecraft. And I don't see them like wanting to support Minecraft 1 because of Sony.
Mm-hmm. I mean they
already have it. It's theirs, and it'd be kind of a. Can they take it away?
No, they can't take it away. They've already said they're not going to take it away. I have noticed that, like,
are they even legally allowed to?
Well, no, they can't. They can't. Well, other games have been taken off the stores, but if you own it, you own it. Like, if you have it downloaded, they can't, like, make it not work anymore.
But they can't. They can take it away from the store for non-Sony. So,
well, it happened to Skullgirls. Remember, there was like a whole licensing issue, and they had to take it down for a while.
No, they didn't take it down. Did it? They ticked out the whole game.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah, I remember.
I know there was an issue with it, but I didn't think they actually took it down.
Marvel vs. Capcom was taken down off the store because the Capcom wanted it off the store. They had license issues, something like that too.
No,
you remember that?
No, I remember the Skullgirls issue, but I didn't think it was taken off. But I don't remember the.
Yeah, and you can't get Marvel vs. Capcom 3 off the PlayStation Store anymore. You just can't do it.
Interesting. Well,
but they're not going to do that, but I have noticed that DLC hasn't been coming as readily to the PlayStation console as it has been to the Xbox console.
Well, I mean, I can understand. I can see that. The reason I would think that that's it's something that is going to happen pretty soon is just because the Minecraft one's on Sony and they want to refocus their attention to Xbox. Yeah. You know, when it comes to Minecraft, so it would be a good thing to build or to make a second one so everybody's like, you know, screw Sony, let's go to Xbox with the Minecraft 2. Right? Makes sense.
Right. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, because everybody's just going to go to PC for it, but.
Yeah. Which is Microsoft.
Yeah, which is Microsoft, but.
Okay, well, what I predict for. Let's go with Microsoft. Keep going with Microsoft. All is. Right. I predict they're gonna start announcing a lot more Kinect games, because
Kinect,
no one talks about Kinect.
Right.
Everybody thinks Kinect is dead, and I feel like Microsoft has invested a lot of money into Kinect. The first consoles all had them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they took them away, and then
They still have those Kinects that they took away. You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're
those
they're,
are made.
Yeah, you can buy them, but. There's nothing really major for Kinect, and I think they're not going to let the Kinect die down, and they're going to start announcing a lot of Kinect games, a lot of major games, not just like stupid little
AAA games.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. I mean, that's what it needs.
It's been a long time, and nothing is really worthy for the Kinect, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like that's going to be a major topic.
You think they missed their mark, though, with the whole VR thing happening now?
I mean, the it might get implemented into the VR.
With their HoloLens, right? I guess?
Yeah, something, dude. But, no, they I mean, it would be... No, I think they'll invest in the Kinect again. They're going to... I feel like that's going to be a major topic.
Yeah, I mean, the president has recently said something about, like, how he really wants people to focus on Kinect. So, like, hey, he doesn't think the Kinect's dead and stuff like that. So maybe that's... Maybe he's kind of, like, doing a little tip of the hat saying, like, oh, we're going to be talking about Kinect at E3. Because that was actually pretty recently that he said that. Alright, so my second prediction. It's going to be my Sony one. Sony will have a sizzle reel. You know, like, they do, like, a bunch of the game footage and stuff like that from a bunch of different games. But this sizzle reel is going to show all the remaining first-party games that are in development.
First-party games?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they have, like, well, we got 16 first-party studios, and we've seen, like, four of them. I think all the backlash we got on about that, I think they're going to show a sizzle reel, and they're going to have footage from all of them.
What happened? What is that game? Oh my God! The mascot for the PlayStation, like PlayStation 1.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot, dude. I want to see a Crash Bandicoot again. Are they allowed? Did something happen with the licensing thing?
Yeah, it's owned by Activision.
Activision? Well, they could make one for Sony
if they wanted to. I mean, but the thing is, they kind of annualize it like Activision does.
Activision.
And they ruined it. Both Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, they kind of just made these awful games. Nobody cares about them anymore. And so they've just been sitting on it.
Why would they lose Crash?
Because actually, it was technically never owned by Sony. It was owned by Naughty Dog. And Naughty Dog, really? Naughty Dog was owned by, I think, like Warner Brothers or Vivendi, one of those two. So when they split off and became a Sony first party, that's why they stopped kind of making Crash Bandicoot. They kind of wanted to at the same time, but it was also because they couldn't make them anymore.
I really enjoyed that. It was very comedic.
Yeah.
Very, I enjoyed
it. It was a different time. Yeah. Different day and age. A lot of people don't even like those type of games anymore, which is sad. It makes me cry.
Makes you cry?
Makes me cry.
So, Oculus, not the Project Morpheus?
Yeah.
I want to say that they're going to announce, along with a playable demo. I feel like there's going to be a playable demo at E3. They haven't said it, but I feel like it's happening, and I think they're gonna start announcing games. Or maybe some stuff in production already.
I mean, they've had demos in the past, like a Street Luge one and like a Shark Tank one.
I think they're gonna announce a major game for it,
like an actual game.
Not these little programs that. Let you scoot around in a scooter, but like, yeah, I feel this is the point because I mean, next year is pretty much here.
Yeah,
I mean, we're already done with like almost half.
It's a year away. Yeah.
So I mean, it's soon enough to where like they must have thought about working on a major project for this.
There has to be a reason for people to buy it.
Yeah. And, it's not that much time for them to produce a game. So I think there's going to be a major announcement for the Morpheus. A major game. Something people were going to want to buy.
Yeah. What do you think it would be? I mean, not a platformer. It can't be a platformer. A sports game? Like a racing game?
No, I don't see no sports games.
Like, oh, come on. Like a racing, like a car game?
That's interesting.
Ridge Racer, Project Cars, Gran Turismo.
Dude, that would be so trippy. Just everything going by you, like, super fast, you know what I mean? Like, you're going, like, 100 miles an hour.
That could work.
That would be so awesome.
That could work really well. Mirror's Edge could work really well.
Dude, you'd probably take it off vertigized.
It's going to be conception, dude. It's going to be a conceptual image problem.
Your brain's going to think you're moving.
Yeah.
And then when you take them off, dude, your brain's going to still think you're moving.
Your brain's going to think it's like the middle of the day and you take them off, it's midnight, dude. That happens in movie theaters to me, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go in with the sun still up, like come out at night, I'm like, oh, what's going on? It's nighttime?
Is it weird?
It is a little weird, yeah. But I'm prepared for the Morpheus now because of that.
I think I have trouble with that when I'm running on a treadmill. When I'm running on a treadmill, like when I stop, I feel like I'm still kind of moving.
Oh.
And it's a vertigo, right? That's vertigo, right?
No, vertigo is when like you get dizzy from looking up and stuff like that.
Really?
Or from looking
at what's like, called heights. That feeling of still moving when you're not?
Momentum?
No, there's a word for it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I get that with treadmills. And I don't know, maybe the whole thing it might not work out for me so well, but we'll see.
I mean,
I'm still gonna buy it.
Yeah, I'm still gonna buy it.
Doesn't matter.
It's VR.
Doesn't matter how if I puke my guts out, I'm still gonna buy it and play it.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. VR has to happen.
So actually, yeah, I'm the racing one would be pretty awesome.
All right, this is probably out of the predictions I have so far, probably the most diceiest. It starts off sounding like, oh yeah, it's a no-brainer. But then a little tag at the end, You're gonna be like, no, it's not gonna happen. So Nintendo, they're gonna reveal the specs of the NX, right? Finally gonna know what the NX is, stuff like that. And you're gonna find out it's not gonna be as powerful as the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. Nobody's expecting that. But what you will find out is the launch title. It's not gonna be a Mario. It's not gonna be a Zelda. But a Metroid.
Is this mind-blowing?
Not mind-blowing.
This is not the mind-blowing.
Not the mind-blowing.
Metroid is long overdue.
It is long overdue. It's a beloved franchise.
As well as a Star Fox.
They've already announced there's going to be a Star Fox for the Wii U, so I didn't go there. But they haven't announced any Metroid...
For the Wii U?
Yeah, Star Fox Wii U.
Not for the NX?
Not for the NX. You're getting a Star Fox for the Wii U.
Okay, oh, that's so awesome.
Supposedly they're going to talk about it at E3, or not talk about it at E3, but something like that. But there has there been a Metroid for the Wii U?
No, not for the Wii U.
Yeah, there's one for the Wii that did really bad, but, you know, obviously they'll
do which one?
There's
like four of them.
For the Wii?
Yeah.
No. You're thinking of the GameCube ones that they ported to the Wii. There's only like one original one
for the Wii. Okay, the Primes.
The Primes were GameCube ones.
Yeah, but they were awesome with the aiming of
Yeah, but that's like that was an HD remake. That doesn't count.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Didn't the first one come out? No. Wait a minute.
The Wii was not out.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
So I mean, was it Other M? Was that the one that was called?
The Other M was a.
It was Team
interesting.
Ninja. Team Ninja did it.
It was very interesting. I didn't particularly like it. Well, I mean, it was a fun game. It was a fun game, but just
they destroyed Samus is what I heard. They made Samus... her like a. I need permission to do anything.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Like she had a commanding officer in it, and I don't know, whatever. It's just it was still a fun game, but it wasn't a Metroid game.
Yeah,
not to me. It didn't feel like a Metroid game.
Was it a Ninja Gaiden game?
It kind of was.
Okay.
But, Metroid, I want a new Metroid.
You want a new Metroid?
I wasn't even thinking about Metroid until you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome.
It would be pretty cool. It would be pretty smart, too. I think that would help sell the NX. More than the Mario would at this point. I think people are getting kind of sick of Mario. Finally. Finally. I mean, it took, like, eight traditional Mario games. Not Mario Tennis and stuff like that, but, like, Mario Brothers. Here's a 2D level. It took like 8 of those on one system for people to finally start getting sick of Mario, but it's finally happening.
So I had a prediction for Nintendo, which is basically along the same lines. You know, a reveal about the NX and how that's going to work out.
Okay.
But I know Nintendo, when it comes to the mobile, they were talking about how they're not going to be like a copycat for mobile.
Right. They're going to be new games, new titles.
Yeah. So I feel they're also going to announce new games, new IPs. First party new IPs for the NX. Because they need to come up with something different.
Oh, you mean like not a new Mario, but a brand new...
A new IP. Yeah. Brand new IP Nintendo. From Nintendo, though. Not a third party.
Not a plumber going through a Mushroom Kingdom, but he's contractor.
He's a plumber.
He is a plumber.
Is he officially a plumber?
He's officially a plumber.
Because I thought he wasn't officially a plumber. He's I thought that was just what people...
officially a plumber.
From Brooklyn.
I think, yeah.
New I Jersey, think the Brooklyn. Real story is different. I really feel like I've read that this is not the actual story.
Nintendo puts out
America did this.
Nintendo puts out images of Mario holding like a plunger, like a
Nintendo
toilet.
Of America.
It doesn't matter,
but not Nintendo of Japan.
Nintendo of America can't do anything without Nintendo of Japan's permission. It's Nintendo. You know that's their hierarchy.
He has a plumber. Oh my god, this show, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, and he was like fixing a drain.
Yeah, that's the
he
intro.
Got sucked down the drain.
It's the
Mushroom
Kingdom.
Ended up in like Yoshi Land.
The Mushroom
Land.
Kingdom.
The
is
Mushroom
where
Kingdom.
All
yeah.
our poop goes into the Mushroom Kingdom.
And the mushroom people grow out of the poop.
You know the Super Mario World that has the fish? Those are all our goldfish.
What has a fish?
Those are the goldfish we flush.
What fish?
In the water levels, they jump out of the water.
The cheap cheeps.
Yeah, the cheap cheeps. That's the goldfish that we flush down the toilet.
You know, and the really angry ones turn into the big Berthas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that hate being flushed down toilets.
They got mad. They grew big mouths. Try to swallow you whole.
Oh my god, I just realized the Mushroom Kingdom is where our poop goes.
Hey, it's not my problem. Seriously, Nintendo needs a new game. First party new game.
Oh my god, I'm crying right now.
Is Pikmin 3 a Nintendo?
Is Pikmin
yeah, it's Nintendo. Nintendo, right?
Yeah. I think that's like the last new IP they ever made.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they can start it with a new Pikmin, but they have to announce a brand new game. I need the Nintendo to still stay competitive.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's my Nintendo.
And that's not mind blowing.
No,
because I think it's pretty mind blowing. Nintendo announcing a new IP.
No. I got something better than that.
All right. At least,
to me, it's better.
All right. Here we go. Microsoft is going to reveal a brand new Banjo-Kazooie game. Because they own the rights to Banjo-Kazooie. They're going to put out a brand new one. My reasoning behind this is the Yuko and Laylee game by the developers of Banjo-Kazooie did so well. I think Microsoft's going to be like, oh hey, people actually want a 3D platformer right now. Let's put out this Banjo-Kazooie.
God, it's so hard to see a Banjo-Kazooie not on Nintendo.
Yeah.
No, well, then
I mean, the last one wasn't, it was on Xbox, but so it's going to be, is it going to be good? I don't know. It's not the same people at this point.
They have to make it, you know, the when they did the remake, the Banjo-Kazooie remake on the PlayStation?
Xbox.
Is it Xbox?
It's never been on PlayStation.
Okay, yeah. The Xbox one then.
Because Xbox.
They changed it.
That's what I heard, yeah.
There was censorship in it.
Censorship for what, though? Banjo-Kazooie didn't have any. Did
No. You know, I'm thinking of a Conkers. Yeah, thinking of Conkers. Yeah, never mind. But I still hated that they censored Conkers Bad Fur Day.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That was on the PlayStation.
Nintendo?
No. No? Did they make the remake for the PlayStation?
No, because Conkers was Rare, wasn't it? And Xbox bought Rare. Microsoft bought Rare. That's why they didn't come out on Nintendo anymore.
I swear Conkers was on PlayStation.
Conkers was on Nintendo originally.
No, I know. The original game, but they made a remake on a different system.
Xbox.
I was pretty sure it was PlayStation, but I'm probably wrong, always.
As far as I know, there's never been the Conkers on PlayStation. But I never would have played it anyway, so I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I don't know how I feel about a new...
You Banjo?
And Banjo-Kazooie at this point. Especially if it's not the same people.
Yeah. But I mean, that Yooka-Laylee did so well on Kickstarter. And they got like $1 million like in the first day or something like that.
It's because people wanted Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. By the people that made Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, not by some jerk. Where is this?
You lost your predictions?
No. Okay. Announcement at E3. Doom 4. I know that's already in the making.
They actually already done a teaser trailer.
Damn it, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. Why haven't I seen this?
It's like 10 seconds. It's almost not even worth it. It's not even gameplay.
Why haven't I seen this?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It's literally, you barely see one of the monsters. It's like the most pointless teaser trailer in the world. But I will show it to you.
Oh, well, that goes that.
Yeah, but maybe actual gameplay would be nice. If they actually show some actual gameplay.
Yeah, I want to see. Doom 4's been in the making for since 2009?
Yeah, they're owned by...
2008?
That's Bethesda now, isn't it? Doom?
No, it's still id.
Is it still id?
Yeah.
You sure it's not Bethesda?
I'm pretty sure it's still id. Unless somebody bought id.
I feel like Bethesda bought id. But we'll look into that. I thought I heard that somewhere. That was all part of the Bethesda umbrella. Well, we can check that out.
Okay.
It's not confirmed.
Okay, well, I'm really... this has been in the working... It's like 2008, 2009, I believe, or maybe
later than that. Doom 3 did well, so you know they were working on it since then.
So, and I know they scrapped.
Excuse me.
They scrapped something, right? They were trying to make a certain. They tried to give a certain look, and they weren't happy with it.
That makes sense.
They started and they remade it again, but I didn't realize there was a trailer for it already.
I think it went up like last night. That's probably why you haven't heard about it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I really want a Doom 4. I want a new Doom. Doom 64 was really great.
It was the same Doom.
It was a really good Doom game for the Nintendo 64, dude.
I know, but it was like what I'm saying. It's like it's the same Doom that was just always out. It was just ported.
Yeah, it was.
I know, but I mean,
wait, what do you mean? Like, you mean it's the exact same game?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, it was a brand new one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that then.
Man, now you got me doubting myself. I was certain it was a brand new Doom game, exclusive to the Nintendo 64.
That'd be pretty crazy. I mean, what happened to Nintendo, dude? They used to have games like Doom and Conker's Bad Fur Day and stuff like that. Like
cartridge disc, man.
No, I'm saying like the level of maturity and stuff like that.
Conker's was.
It had a big-breasted flower, sunflower, and he made jokes about her boobs.
There was a poop monster, and there was swearing in that game.
Yeah, and sex
jokes. And it was like such a
cartoony.
Yeah, like I mean, kids would probably buy this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Parents would probably buy their kids this game
until they started hearing the shit song.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's a shit song.
Yeah,
and so when parents hear that, and their 5-year-old playing this, they're like, "Oh my god." Nintendo, what have you done?
Yeah. But then you know, I had Doom 64. It was like you shooting demons in the face with
But Doom 64 isn't, like, bloody.
Did you tuck out the blood?
It's never been really bloody. I mean, there's always, like, the splatter.
The
and
corpses the dead on the ground.
They're still there. But it's not very graphic. It's not really that graphic.
I mean, it's more graphic than Mortal Kombat was.
Hell no. Mortal Kombat. You're talking about the one where they pull the head along with the spine out of the body. That. The one where they punch through your chest, grab the heart, and it's still beating in your hand. That? It's worse than that.
You blow holes into demons and things that look like people.
Yeah. You burn people alive, take out their hearts, take off their heads, punch their heads off.
I'll recede in this one.
Knocking him down into spikes. From the top of a bridge.
Yeah, Eternal Champions did that too.
Punching a guy's torso, sending it flying, dude. Taking the guy's soul as you're picking him up.
There's one with a soul?
Turning into a dragon and eating half of their body.
Okay, that's Mortal Kombat 2.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm naming fatalities from all of them.
It does matter.
Okay, well, I mean, there's Mortal Kombat 1's kind of limited. There's only like 7 characters. So, and 2 of them are burning. Sonya has burning kiss.
Like
Scorpion has burning.
And there's the ice.
Burning fireball.
Sub-Zero had the heart.
Kano had the heart. Sub-Zero had the head.
What's Johnny Cage? Didn't he just do a split punch. And like he uppercutted you?
No. It was just a straight uppercut and knock your head off.
Oh, okay.
And you could do it. There was a glitch where you could do it like multiple times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I think that's where the whole, you know, fatality in Mortal Kombat 2, where you actually knock 3 heads off.
Oh, really?
It was kind of a joke, I guess. You know,
they would
because
do that,
of the first
yeah.
one, yeah. But and then Liu Kang had that spin uppercut kick.
Mm-hmm. And there was Raiden and then like electrocuted people.
Raiden,
is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. That was his yell, dude.
You should see it in your face. I was terrified. I thought you were gonna electrocute me.
What? Was it that good?
Alright,
damn.
So my fifth one, not the big drop the mic moment, not the big one, but my fifth actual prediction. So the biggest game at E3, like the game everybody's talking about, either because it looks like the most amazing or because it has like the most interesting gameplay idea, like that's a new concept in gaming that hasn't been done, is going to be either a third party or an indie game, not first party.
Indie games are becoming very popular, and as they're becoming very popular, more and more people, I feel, want to make indie games.
And they're also, they're just pushing the concepts of what a game has to be.
Yeah. I mean, even retro stuff, dude.
Yeah.
People are going back to retro, and they're very popular.
Like Fez. Fez was basically a retro-style game.
Fez is so, like, simple.
But it's so complex, dude. Yeah. Or Braid? It looks like a 16-bit, like, Sega Genesis game, but, like, it deals with, like, some really heavy topics and stuff like that. Gone Home.
Even stuff with low resolution. It's becoming very popular. Mm-hmm. Online, Rust.
Yeah.
Almost. Rust doesn't look good. Graphics-wise, it's not that great of a game. Graphics-wise.
Okay.
But it's popular. People play this all the time. And it doesn't look great to me, but you know, like everybody likes it, dude.
Yeah. I mean the stories you get out of people
aren't so picky anymore, I think.
I mean, there still are.
Because of the indie games, dude.
The voice on the internet is still picky. But I think people themselves are not picky.
Yeah.
And the thing about indie games is that, like, they're basically, like, almost every year, there's, like, a new genre or subgenre that comes out from indie games.
There's all these mini companies coming out, too. All the time.
Like, the whole, like, the survival thing, like Rust and, like, The Long Dark and, what's the big, Don't Starve and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, like those games were like your only focus really just to see how long you can survive, pretty much. That really became a thing because of indie games, because of Don't Starve.
Chance of Rain?
Chance of Rain, yeah.
Look at Chance of Rain, dude. Your character, it's like 3 pixels. You know what I mean? The thing is tiny, dude. And the enemies are also, I mean, some enemies are huge, but they're very pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is pixelated, dude. It looks really retro, and I mean, it's a really simple game, but it's a fun game, you know what I mean? And that's one of those that, you know, see how far you can go, and you know, and I mean, there's an end to it.
Right.
You can beat a final boss, and you know, whatever, you're done with the game, but it's still the same kind of game, So I mean, indie games are. They're going to become really big really soon. I mean, they already are.
Yeah. There's indie games out there that look pretty much like mid-tier publisher. Like a mid-tier publisher.
Is there going to be a point where indie games are no longer indie games?
Yeah.
They're just going to become basically like AAA.
We're like one or 2 years away from that, I feel. Based off some of the indie games I've seen like at press conferences and stuff like that, they've already gotten to a point where graphically they're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like AAA like budget title and stuff like that, but they look like they would have run on the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 and look fine. And you know, that's one generation away.
Okay, so my next prediction is also for Nintendo. And I'm going to say that they are going to announce a lot more third-party support because of the new system, the NX. Right. And, you know, and I think the hardware is going to be something a lot more, a lot closer to a Sony or a PlayStation, or a Xbox console, Microsoft console. And probably not as powerful, but, you know, it's going to be in pretty much in the same ballpark. And I think they're going to be working out deals with a lot of third party software and, announcing more adult-oriented games, not that sounds
not Bloodborne, not Dark Souls, but
you know, just things that more you know, that aren't so kiddish,
right?
You know what I mean? I feel like they also need to change.
They have to realize that they're still like number one with kids, but
just, I mean, make the kids games. That's fine.
Everybody
dude.
That loves them. Are adults now.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally fine to make the kids games, but yeah, you got to think about the people that were there from the beginning. Me. I was there from the beginning. I had your first console. Well, I mean, if we're talking NES, I'm counting NES as the first console, right?
Right.
But,
first American console.
Yeah. So I was there from that moment, and I've been with Nintendo since then. And, you know, these last couple of consoles, I haven't bought too many games for them, dude.
There haven't even really been that many games.
There's a lot of third party, like
shovelware. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. So
I mean, the Nintendo consoles are the real world equivalent of an app store at this point. There's a couple.
I hate that you said that, but I don't.
There's a couple of good games.
I can't disagree with it.
And there's just a whole bunch of trash.
So, I mean, I feel like this is what needs to happen. This is what's going to happen. More third-party support, whether they have to pay for it or not.
You think they'll go for the indie support?
Exclusives. Huh?
You think they'll push on the indie support? Because, I mean, they had Shovel Knight first. They had Mutant Muzz Deluxe.
I think Nintendo is a good candidate for indie games. Because, number one, indie games aren't that demanding when it comes to, you know, when it comes to...
They've already been shown, like, they've done indie games on their consoles, and they've done really well.
Nintendo is... I feel Nintendo consoles are the perfect ones because most indie games, I feel, are kid-friendly. You know what I mean? They're not...
At least the popular ones that you hear about, yeah.
Like, anything really, dude.
I'm gonna add to your thing. Man, first third-party support first indie support they get, hatred.
No. That's... Oh my god, if I see that on Nintendo...
You're like,
I don't know, dude.
You jumped the shark, Nintendo. You jumped the shark.
Don't do it, Nintendo. Just leave that on the PC. No one's going to touch that game except for PC, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And then they're going to mod it, and they're going to do, like, really weird racist things with it.
Oh, man, I don't even want to get into that. The whole modding for that game. I got so many evil thoughts running through my head right now, dude.
It's going to be really bad. Really bad.
Okay.
Alright. You ready for my big one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Do it.
Here's my big one. It's my drop the mic moment.
I hope it's not the same one as me.
Alright. So, earlier we mentioned that, Sony created an entire studio for Project Morpheus. Right? My drop the mic moment, Sony announces the very first MMOVR.
Hmm. What kind of MMO?
You know, I mean, pretty basic. Maybe EverQuest. I don't know if they still own the rights to EverQuest since they sold SOE, but... You know, something like that. I mean, it doesn't have... That's the thing. It doesn't have to be amazing, because the fact that it's VR is already amazing. You know what I'm saying? It could be like a subpar MMO, but the fact that it's VR... Oh my god.
I've never been into the MMOs.
But if it was
VR. This might be a game changer, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah. That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
I mean, they have a studio developing for Project Morpheus. What if that's their big announcement? Project Morpheus, we're gonna have the new EverQuest.
That kind of goes along with my major game. Nah, well, I don't know.
What's your major game?
For they announced a major game for the Morpheus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does go along with that. Because this would be... huge. Yeah, I know a lot of people feel betrayed, like, no, I should have been a shooter.
Do you play MMOs?
I dabble in them every once in a while. I'm not like, I don't have the time to really get invested in one.
Yeah, people who play MMOs play MMOs.
Yeah, play MMOs.
I mean, there's people who pay every month to play an MMO.
Yeah.
You pay every month.
$15, not even a small amount.
Yeah.
$15.
That adds up really quickly. So, I mean, that's dedication right there.
Yeah.
Definitely dedication right there.
You, you get your money with, if you were to answer it.
Yeah, man. I mean, people are. They play for hours at a time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're paying for it, why not play for hours at a time? But that's just, I don't know, man. It's just not my thing. Never really been my thing.
Yeah.
But
a VR one, though. I would definitely give it a shot. Because that's more than anything. Ever since I saw Dot Hack, the anime... I was like, oh, this is my future. Make this so. If Sony can do that.
And Sony can do that.
And goodbye, world. The podcast will happen inside the MMO.
You're going to live inside that forever.
The podcast would be Jeff begging me to come into Back to the Real World.
Get off the Morpheus. Okay. Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. This is... wishful thinking, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen somewhere along the line. Maybe not at E3, but it's very wishful thinking. Hideo Kojima announces that he took his group of people and announces his first game as an independent developer.
You think he's going to kickstart it?
Yes. It would be the only way. It would be the only way.
You think he's going
to
try to go...
He doesn't have a backup company anymore.
Yeah.
So, this is what I want.
Okay, you're going to tell me the game.
Huh?
The game he's going to make.
Okay. I wanted Pyramid Head, but that's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
So, it's going to be the same type of game. It's going to be a horror survival, and it's going to be just as good as any Resident Evil or any
Silent Hill or
Parasite Eve.
Oh, Parasite Eve was good.
Yeah, it's going to be just as great.
That wasn't even horror survival. That was just awesomeness.
Wasn't it horror survival?
It was RPG. It was horror RPG.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You
leveled up.
Yeah, but it was still kind of...
It was action-y. I mean, you were supposed to fight the monsters.
I guess so. Yeah. Parasite was still good, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So, yeah. He announces that he took his team that got fired. And, he's going to do his own project. He's going to get Del Toro in this. And
you think he'll get Del Toro?
Del Toro wants to work with him.
Okay, so you think Del Toro would just do it? Just for the chance?
No, he would do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kojima, dude. He knows Kojima's work.
Yeah, that's true.
And Del Toro likes this kind of stuff, man.
Why do you think he's going to stick with the horror thing, though? Hideo Kojima's never really done a horror game. Silent Hill is going to be his first one.
Silent Hill?
Yeah.
Del Toro?
No, Kojima. That was going to be his first horror game. You know, that he would try to fall back something that he knows people...
Was it really? Was he not part of the other ones?
No, he was not part of the other
really?
Ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this one was looking really good. So.
It was looking really good.
So...
You got a lot of hype train on this one.
Yeah, and maybe that's even more reason for him to do one. Because people were loving it.
You think he's going to try to go for the whole...
instead of like a... One of the
First person view 3D, like, that's a big budget. Or you don't think he's going to try to do something a little low-key?
You know what that is? You know, thinking about it, that is a lot of money. That is a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, like, if he did, like, a follow-up...
More of an independent type thing.
If he did a follow-up to Snatcher or Police Knots, that's a low-budget type of game. It has a huge cult following.
I still want...
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the big thing. Like, this is your dream drop-the-mic moment. So he comes out with a noisy... Valley.
You want Silent Hill? I give you Silent Hill.
It's not called Noisy Valley.
No, but this would be my thing, man. Kojima, I guess really just Kojima announcing a game.
Yeah.
You know what? I want him. I feel like he was robbed of something.
Something amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the whole world was talking about it.
And I know Kojima is not done. I know he wants to keep going. And I want him to announce something.
Yeah.
And I wish... And if Del Toro wants to be a part of that, then please be a part of that. This is my drop the mic moment. I want... This is the announcement. It's not going to happen, but it's...
I mean, it could happen. And, I mean, like, Keiji Inafune did it with Mighty No. 9. Koji Igarashi is doing it with Bloodstained. I mean, that's funded. That's happening. Hideo Kojima, he's the next person that's pretty much been, like, burned by the company he worked for. Right, mm-hmm. Just like Keiji Inafune and Koji Igarashi both pretty much got burned by the companies they worked for. And he put out a game that people know them for and has done extremely successfully.
Extremely successfully?
Yes, you know, my Japanese came out. So, I mean, like...
You use that as an inspiration, huh?
Yeah, it's not that crazy of an idea. I mean, the legwork's already been done. He knows it can work. He knows it can work very successfully.
And he knows what he's doing. He's the guy that knows what he's doing, just like the other guys, man.
I mean, he knows he should be able to at least be able to get $4 million based off Keiji Inafune and Koji Igarashi. Like, they've made those...
People love this guy.
They made those easy.
So quickly, too.
Yeah.
So quickly.
And the thing is, Hideo Kojima, Keiji Inafune and Koji Igarashi, they were out of the limelight for a while. Because they kind of, sorry about that.
That was my drop the mic.
Yeah, that was... Moment. You literally dropped the mic. Like... You know, the companies they worked for kind of kept them behind, you know, the desk for, like, a long time. They weren't making any games. And they just said, hey, you guys remember me? I did Symphony of the Night. I did Mega Man. We're going to come out with some new games. Bam, $4 million. Hideo Kojima, he's still making games up until this moment. People still know who he is. People still think he's amazing. He's like, hey, I want money to make a game. I'm not working with Konami no more. You guys want to help me out? He might even make like $8 million. Del Toro might back him for like a couple grand. A couple like 10 grand or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I could totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean like that's happened before. This game called Abduction, right? By the people that created Myst. That game was kind of... maybe not sure if they were going to like be able to fund it and stuff like that. I mean, like, not a lot of people are into the point-and-click exploration adventure games, right? But, you know, they have their cult following, and people are really excited about it. The guys that made Myst. Like, literally, the team that made Myst. They're doing a new game. And Neil Patrick Harris, big fan of the Myst games, he dropped, like, a couple hundred thousand just to make sure that game was going to happen.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Like, he literally, there's, like, this, you know, like...
He was the youngest doctor in the world, right?
Yeah, he was, you know, the youngest doctor in the world. Like, here's the gap we need for this game to become a reality, and he just dropped the whole thing. He's like, there's your money. Make this game, please.
Man, it's so good to have fans that are rich. Big names. Yeah. It makes me wonder how many famous gamers there are, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, sure. Like, real gamers, though. Not just, like, people who dabble. Like, real gamers.
Well... how about, what's his name? The guy that's in the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh. I think
Vin Diesel.
I was going to come up with a really bad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, he's a gamer. He's a tabletop gamer.
I think it's too soon.
Plays Dungeons and Dragons, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
He's
like tabletop D&D.
Tabletop D&D.
No way.
He's talked about this in like an interview, like a Letterman or something like that.
Oh man, he does not.
And he was
look
talking
like
about
it.
His character. He was like, yeah, you know, I was like this dwarf barbarian. I was like, oh. He was like, he got up and stuff. He was like acting it out. Like he loved that game, man. D&D game.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look like the type.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of nerds they're like.
Nah, but he's like a...
And then they buff themselves
up. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he's like, you know, lifting weights, obviously.
That happens a lot. You know, if you get picked on as a kid for being, like, a scrawny little nerd or something like that, you either become more reclusive or you, like, you buff out.
And if you're the one picking on kids, then you're the one that buffs out, but in a different way.
You mean your belly?
Yeah.
Your beer belly? So anyway, those are our predictions. It'll be interesting to see which ones happen or don't happen. I am unfortunately going to be working through most of the conferences. I'll be able to catch like...
What do you mean? Weekend?
No.
The conferences,
it starts on Sunday, and the rest of them are like right in the middle of my work schedule. So I'm going to have to catch all of them on repeat. It's going to be tragedy.
Whatever. I'll text you everything that happened.
Don't. I'm going to watch them in their entirety. Maybe not so much the Microsoft one. I might get highlights on that one and the Nintendo one.
Stop hating on Microsoft, dude.
All right, I'll probably watch it. I watched the Microsoft one last time.
I watched them all last time.
I didn't watch the Nintendo one.
Stop hating on Nintendo, dude.
Well, no, because they weren't at E3 and they had like their own direct thing, but I didn't know when it was happening. And like,
what's his face not going to E3 this year?
Oh, the president. Yeah, the president of Nintendo. Not going to be there.
Interesting.
Like, this is fine.
This is, I mean, this is the point where you need to go.
No, Gamescom now, dude. That's where everybody's doing all their big things.
When did E3 become so unpopular?
When did Gamescom happen? It's cheaper.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it's cheaper. Anyway, send us your E3 predictions. We'd love to read them on the air.
House of Wolves is out now, so go play that.
Go play that, yeah.
It seems like everybody who's on PlayStation is playing that.
You know, you can send us your predictions, UncoreGamers@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @UncoreGamers. Every Tuesday I try to throw out like a question to the audience to see if we can get some people, like, you know, listener feedback involvement and stuff like that with the show. This week I asked what people's big E3 moments were. I have no idea. Nobody responded, but yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there someday. But, you know, I would like to throw out some shout-outs to people following us on Twitter. Yeah, some people following us on the
Thank you.
Trees and Game last time. So we got the Endica series. That's E-N-D-I-C-A. They're following us. They're like, I guess they're working on a four-player co-op game.
I got my first follower on Twitter that I don't know from online or in real life.
Nice. There you go.
So I'm kind of wondering who that person is.
And the other follower we got, Delta Strike Gaming. So they do tournaments and stuff like that in the area.
Oh, and they're doing a Street Fighter tournament at the mall. I'm not exactly sure on the details, but it's not anytime too soon.
Yeah, I don't think it's anytime soon. Capitola Mall.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check it out once I get home, and I'll announce that on the next week. And let you guys know when that is.
All right, don't forget to catch Jeff on his Twitch stream, blackholeflare.tv/Twitch. No, Twitch TV.
Twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
He just beat Uncharted. He had a great time with it.
Yeah, and I'm on Uncharted 2. I played not too far into it.
Yeah, maybe about like one or two chapters.
Yeah, I think I'm actually on the second chapter. But yeah.
All right, see you later, guys.
Later.